Exclusive Kobach, Democrats Now Say Out Loud Intend to Turn America Blue by Immigration. By John Binder on December 2, 2019. Former Kansas Secretary of State and United States Senate candidate Kris Kobach says the political left is now quite honest about their long-held intent to turn the nation blue through mass legal immigration. During an exclusive interview with host Alex Marlowe on Sirius XM Patriots Breitbart News Daily, Kobach said in the past Democrats would only talk behind closed doors about their efforts to transform the nation state by state through immigration, but that today they are honest about the plan. Listen. I think there are also many people on the left who are more politically motivated who say out loud that they want people to come into the United States who are more likely to become dependent on the welfare quickly because they want them to become Democrat voters, Kobach said. And that used to be something that was once whispered, they now say it out loud. Indeed, 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidate Julian Castro readily admitted last year that the current importation of about 1.2 million legal immigrants every year would help turn Texas blue. In states like Virginia, where Democrats now control all of state government, the foreign-born population has grown more than 250% since 1990. In 1990, Virginia was home to less than 312,000 foreign-born residents. Today, there are close to 1.1 million, almost four times what the population was three decades before. Like Virginia, similar regions that were once solidly Republican have been handed over to Democrats due to the annual importation of more than a million legal immigrants. Orange County, California, for instance, is now dominated by Democrats, following what the New York Times has described as a 40-year flood of immigration to the area. Republicans' electoral prospects, though, are only expected to get worse because of historically high legal immigration levels. Research by Axios, The Atlantic, and The New York Times has found. Ronald Brownstein, senior editor for The Atlantic, noted this year that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average were won by Democrats. This means that every congressional district with a foreign-born population exceeding roughly 14% had a 90% chance of being controlled by Democrats and only a 10% chance of electing a Republican. The New York Times and Axios admit that legal immigration at its current rate will continue shifting the American electorate more towards Democrat control, as discovered in the 2016 presidential election between then-candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. CNN. The U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next two decades should current legal immigration levels continue. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will arrive in the country through chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. University of Maryland, College Park researcher James Gimple has found in recent years that more immigrants to the U.S. inevitably means more Democrat voters, and thus, increasing electoral victories for the Democrat Party. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.